New Country Z100. It's Kent with you today. Kent and the Country Morning Show. It's 7:37. So glad to have you on board here today. Big night, CMA Award Show last night. Of course, we're all watching it. And Garth joins me this morning. Garth, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pop. Sorry, we're all still a little foggy here. It was a long night and a great night. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, your song last night, congratulations on Stronger Than Me. And how did you make it through that song last night, singing that to Trisha?
Okay, man. Okay, good news, bad news. Okay, so the good news was I started choking up the first time I saw her right before I came out on stage, and I thought, oh, crap, this isn't going to work. I can't look at her when I sing. So thank God Jason Aldean was right next to her.
Uh-huh.
So I sang the song pretty much to Jason all night. It got uncomfortable. Then I started getting late night texts from Jason going, hey, did you mean all those things you were saying to me?
Right.
It was fantastic.
Well, that was the deal. It was the last line of the song that you delivered there, and the way that you do it, the way you communicate your message in song, that's when I was tearing up right there, because Stronger Than Me, wow, it's pretty powerful, sir.
Well, thank you. It's crazy. You do this for a living, so you should be able to write this stuff, but I could never write anything for Miss Yearwood. I think it was just too close. And then heard this song, it was pitched to me, and I said, oh my gosh, if I could say anything to that woman, that's what it would be. And then what you usually find is when you record music, if it's something that you feel speaks for you, sometimes it speaks for other people too. So I've got countless texts from guys. I'm surprised, but it's just guys that song kind of hit pretty hard last night. So it was a cool moment for me. It was a cool moment for me as a husband, and it's neat to see that other guys, it's kind of ringing with them too.
Well, your stadium tour kicks off in St. Louis, Missouri, which is just an hour and a half, two-hour drive for us to get on up here March the 9th at the Dome. And brother, you know, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you could give us any tips or insider information on how to secure our tickets, and it's right there at Ticketmaster, right?
Yeah, it is, man. And yes, there's a thing called the waiting room that they're doing. And I still don't see how this is legal, but these secondary market ticket guys are just flushing the system with what they call bots, robots. And these robots go in and they tie up the system, and it makes it hard for the people that want to get tickets. So they have this thing called the waiting room. And the only way you can get in the waiting room is to be a human being, because they're going to ask you some questions, they're going to play some games. And so that waiting room is open an hour before. My suggestion is get in that waiting room, because then they know they're dealing with humans, and you're going to go in before the bots can, you know, hit the system. So that's what I would strongly suggest. Just trying to get this to just the people that love music. That's what it's all about, and nobody should get in between the artist and the people that allow them to be an artist. So that's what makes the night fun.
Well, it's Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Everybody get there and be there, what, like 9 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning?
Yeah, and the thing is, this, as long as you get in before 10 in the waiting room, that's all that matters, because it doesn't matter. Once the flag drops, everybody's just randomly thrown into the system. So it doesn't, if you're there at 9, it doesn't mean you're first in line. So I just want to make sure people's time is so valuable. As long as you get in that waiting room before 10, that's all that matters, and then they're going to put you into the system. And anybody that wants a ticket, I hope you get one, and then I hope the night is worth all the trouble that people go through to get there. It's going to be for me. I always worry that it's not going to be for the people that come see us, and our job is to make that a good night.
Well, stadiums versus arenas, you are so good at turning this huge building into a living room. What are you planning to do on this stadium tour to really, you know, be able to bring everybody in nice and close to your music?
Well, I think the important thing on a stadium, what we learned right away in Notre Dame, is where the stage is located, for sure. So nobody's too far away. Everybody's kind of got the same view no matter where you're at. And that was a big key for it. But, man, I got to tell you what, if I learned anything at Notre Dame, the larger the crowd, and I should have learned this at Central Park because I witnessed it, the larger the crowd, the more you guys start to act like one. And, man, when you can get people acting like one, that night gets fun fast, it gets warm fast, sincere fast, and it's just a party all night long. So I'm looking forward to that. This is going to be the inaugural concert on the stadium tour, and that first show is always the most important. So, you know, if there's ever a show that I need all the help I can get on, it's going to be this one in St. Louis.
You know, I saw you in Carbondale, Illinois at SIU Arena back in the 90s. Yeah. It was so much fun. It was like my first concert. It really set the bar high, Garth. But for folks
who saw... I got to tell you, though, man, if you've witnessed it, you've seen it, yeah, you can explain to everybody else. It's got nothing to do with Garth Brooks whatsoever. It's the crowd. It's the most fun crowd to be in the middle of. Just the sweetest people, all loving the music and loving one another, and it turns into a party quick.
Real quick, are you going to have a Trisha tailgate thing going on, too? Is she going to be cooking, or is this, like, only at Notre Dame?
You know what? It's crazy. You take that woman anywhere, and she's going to steal the show no matter what she's doing. She stole the show last night. Every female in the place wanted to come up to her and tell her what they meant to her. And so we did this thing called a Trisha tailgate in Notre Dame, and it was so successful that we became the show after Trisha tailgate, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going to be that way on this tour, too. So, yeah, she's going to have her tailgate going. And it's the coolest thing on the planet. You can look it up. You can Google it. But I'm telling you, man, just the footage from the one in Notre Dame, it was so crazy, but it really captured it really well. It is the best part of the day.
Well, I wanted to thank you, too, for doing your anthology. And I just want to briefly touch on this because November 20th, it goes on sale, and part three is coming out, right?
Yeah, man, the whole anthology is kind of like the Wikipedia of Garth Brooks' career. So it started with the songwriting, it started with the recording, and now it's moved into my favorite aspect of the three things that you get to do in this business, and that's getting to go do stuff live. So the pictures are gorgeous, and you know, all the pictures when you do records and everything are real serious. You don't smile, you know, you're trying to look cool. And then what I love about the live, it's just nothing but just picture after just laughing your butt off, having the best time playing music way too loud and way too late, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And do you have an Ashley McBride song coming up in that series?
Oh my gosh, man, it's what steals the show on the... You know, we did Triple Live we did Double Live in the 90s. We got Triple Live getting ready to come out in the anthology. In that whole thing, that whole 2 hours of music, there'll be one song, and it's an Ashley McBride song, and it will steal your heart. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, we had her in concert, and we had a great opening act for her down here, and maybe you've heard
of
this.
Who opened for her?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an up-and-comer, and she it's one to watch in 2019. Her name is Allie Colleen.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, that would have been a great show, because Allie worships Ashley, so that would be fantastic. Were you there, and how did she do, and did she handle herself well?
Well, I was backstage with Ashley McBride as she was watching Allie Colleen do her thing on there, and she said to me, Ashley McBride said, I will have her on tour with me soon.
Oh, that's sweet, because that's crazy, because when people said, who's opening for the stadium tour, we'll have openers, different openers in different cities. But I so want to bring Ashley out and just turn her loose on one of our crowds, because they are going to love her.
It really was a super night, and I know our time is short here, and I just want to get one more piece of advice from you, because I am a dad like yourself. Any advice for dads out there who have to walk their daughter down the aisle to get married?
Yeah, man. It'll be the greatest day in your life, because one of the things you can truly find out about your children, and you'll learn this early, is their ability to hang around good people. What kind of people do they hang around? And we've been very, very lucky. The two times I've got to walk two of my three daughters down the aisle, the boy that's waiting has been the sweetest human being ever. And I got to tell you, if our third daughter came to me today and said, Dad, we're getting married, we'd be the luckiest people on the planet, because the guy she's with is just a sweet kid, too. So just enjoy it, and know that the best time in your life is going to be that dad-daughter dance, when the whole world just gets shut out and you're dancing with your baby and you guys are just talking like nobody else is in the room. It's a beautiful thing. So instead of fearing it, I'm going to tell you to embrace it and get ready. It's a great day.
It's going to be a great day, too, on Saturday, March the 9th. Y'all, you get your tickets tomorrow at 10 a.m. Get in that waiting room there. Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks on our website as well at Z100FM.com. Garth, I truly appreciate your time this morning. I know you got a busy day, man, and we'll see you in St. Louis.
Ken, I look forward to it. Happy holidays to you and your family, okay?
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
See you, bud.